Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees.
Good morning, Dave, NAWRO. Just coming off shift.
Good morning. Yep, I'm finally out of work.
I still don't know how you handle those hours. I remember midnight shift for me, myself, didn't agree, but I did go straight home. And I slept right after I arrived home, I think is the way I did it. But during those days, the kids were at school, so it kind of worked out, except for the summertime. And, of course, that's when we got the blackout shades. Blackout shades are your friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. They are. And the fan is a friend, too, because I got to have something running to drown out the kids, but yeah, that's the plan. I'm gonna head home and put my head on a pillow and try to sleep for a little bit. I gotta get up at 8 to take one of the kids to the dentist today, but that's okay. We'll get some sleep sometime.
That's interesting. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I have a dental appointment on Wednesday morning, mid-Wednesday morning. But other than that, nothing going on this week. So, again, if you need anything for ARPSC, just let me know. Happy to help.
sounds good, sounds good. I'm thinking if the weather's good Saturday, we might actually set up a tent or like a canopy or something like that and do the EOC outdoors.
How would setup work? We wouldn't be able to do much setup the day before, except for maybe the tent itself.
Well, it would be a good simulation for an emergency, especially if we weren't able to get into the EOC or if.
Oh yeah, by all means, a field deployed EOC, emergency secondary EOC. I get you. I follow you.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens, and kind of go from there. It's all going to be dependent upon weather and temperature and stuff like that. Obviously, you don't want to freeze, and don't want it to be wet. But we'll put them go kits together, and at least get some type of use out of the go kits there that Mike's put together.
You know, I keep forgetting to confirm this, but do you know the model number of those Yaesu radios? Is it the 150 RSAP?
You know, I'm honestly not sure what they are. I know that they're really good. And I know that Paul would have a good idea of what they are because apparently he was the one that picked them out, or at least suggested them, so might want to reach out to him.
Yeah, I could do that. I'm 99% sure I'm talking on one. I mean, I'm talking on an FDM 150 ASP right now. That's my base station. And, of course, I saw it at the meeting, and I've talked to Mike, and I just somehow can't – I never got around to confirming if – because it could be the 300 series as well. But, boy, if they're actually my radio, I was telling Mike I do have the nifty manual for them as well. So maybe we could work with that to provide that for the units. But – probably talk off air on that. NAWRO.
Okay, why you? Yeah, we can do that. We'll talk about that briefly there at the meeting here today at 4:30. So we'll see there and. I gotta check the weather here later today, and then I might shoot up to the park. Thinking maybe the Lennox Municipal Building that's up on Gratiot, where the sheriff's substation is located. Maybe we can try to plug in or something like that there at the building. We'll figure something out. I'll do some looking.
Yeah, good possibility there. A lot of open ground, if I'm not mistaken, south of the building itself. And you have a good point. We do need power, so that's good weather and power, two priorities, of course. But sounds good. I'm working on a grid square map of Macomb County for a selected area of Macomb County, and I'll post that up on WinLink. It's just a collection of unique grid squares, if that sounds familiar to you.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds like it'd be very useful to have. John donated McComb map for us, so we've got a McComb map. I might pick up another one. It'd be good to have. That'll be good. That'll be useful, definitely, for sure.
And I think on the one roster, we did designate the prime WinLink users, shall we say, amongst the other ones that could probably still get the job done through Telnet. So it kind of depends on if State throws a curveball to us that we don't even know.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned because I was reading over the email that they sent, and they were saying to keep a very close eye on my sim. So I'll have to watch that. And I'm almost wondering if they'll throw a curve this time.
So that'll be an interesting thing. I'm sure it's probably more than just WinLink, but from a WinLink effect, we were all talking about how, well, Telnet is the same amount as over the Internet, is just as good as RF right now. But if they throw the curveball that all IP service is down, there is no cellular service and there is no IP Internet services available, that would be a curveball as far as the WinLink connection would be concerned.
It would. That'd be a good one, for sure. And I think there'd be some of the guys out there that'd be, like, excited about it, you know.
They would be extremely excited about it. But for a go-to person, of course, number 21, John T. John T. could be our HFRF guy in a pinch if needed, because John H20, of course, is going to be doing set control or net control for set. So he's the other HF. And then as far as VHF, UHF, you know, we don't have ours up yet, so that would be a little sketchy. But not, we're going a little too far there. But if the state did that, that's where we'd have to go. We'd have to go to John T. for the HF, because I talked to him at the picnic. He said he can do it, not a problem, anywhere in the county because it's HF.
Good. That's definitely good to know. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about this set. I can't believe it's already upon us, but it's going to be fun. I've got some things planned out, so see how it goes.
Yeah, set day itself, it's just really fun. I quite enjoyed it. Not only half participated in the springtime, because at the time I did not have a mobile. So, you know, it was nice to participate to some degree within the footprint of the Richmond Tower. But at this point, yep, fully deployable. I tested, like you talked to me yesterday, I tested the DMR in the mobile unit. So I have VHF, UHF, and DMR. And, of course, I don't know if you want me to be, it's up to you, surprise us. We're going to be a two-man unit for the whole thing, or if you want Tom to be dispatched someplace else, we'll keep it a mystery. We're available to however you guys want to dispatch us. In AWRO.
Okay, Mike. Yeah. I like the two-man idea there. So I've got plans. So I'm not going to reveal my cards until the day of, so we'll be out in the
mystery
world there.
As it should be. So I was also thinking, of course, you probably had ideas too, and it's not probably necessary, but if I did see the data point that's new, and they did mention tactical call signs, so that's something I I'm sure you're thinking of incorporating. But if we use the unit numbers and whatever degree we want, I suppose if it's helpful, you could throw a suffix, an alpha suffix on the leadership. You could call them Charlie. Charlie for the command word. I'm just a little concerned about command over the air, but if we use Charlie, that might work too. But again, you know, all this is like, to be determined, whatever works for you guys in the EOC.
Yeah. And we've been talking about that in the district two meeting with the ECUs. So that's a big reason why I'm like, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's start working on tactical call signs and different things with that, because it's good. It's good to know. It's good to have. We'll probably end up. Well, we will end up using tactical call signs for the set. So. Like I said, it's good training. It's a good opportunity to familiarize the guys with it, get them to understand where they're at, what they need to, how they need to use them, and then for the command set, command side of it, I like the idea of using Charlie. I think that's a good indicator to say, okay, hey, this person's in the command realm, or they're somebody that's in charge.
Yeah, it sounds like it might be good for the set and for all the simulated stuff, but naturally, if there's any issue with any of our members who need real-life assistance, I'm happy to be dispatched to that location to assist.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's great. I appreciate it. And the day of the set, you'll kind of find out what your role is and what my plan is in the set, what your role would be in the set will kind of be the same as if a disaster were to happen. That would kind of be the same aspect. So you kind of have an idea of what you'd be doing if something were to happen. So.
Sounds good to me, Dave. Looking forward to it. It's going to be great fun and a good, valuable training experience, of course. So out of curiosity, how close are you getting to your QTH? I'm not sure. Let's see. Okay, your drive can't be more than, 20 minutes maybe, 25?
Let's see here. Drash had just passed me. So I remember like maybe 5 more minutes. And it's about a 20-minute drive to work, so it's not horrible.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach back to the old days, trying to remember mine. Mine was typically a half hour from Richmond down to Elizabeth and Grosbeck, half-hour drive. But, wintertime excluded, could be a little bit longer. And then Sue, she had to drive down back to Mount Clemens General in the old days and then up to the Port Huron Hospital. In either direction, it was a half hour. It just went different direction for her. But, those were the old days. A little bit of a drive, but not too bad. People had worse.
I have a philosophy. If I'm driving over a half hour to work, it's not worth it at that point. So I try to keep it at least a half hour or less to work. So I don't like that stress of having to leave at a certain time and then make sure that I'm there and try to keep as close as I can.
Quick story about when my kids were little, she would be working at Mount Clemens General. She would come down in one car, and that's when Katie was just a baby in a car carrier, and we'd meet at the McDonald's down there in Grosbeck, and we'd switch cars, and I would take her home, and I was working at 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the time, and then Sue had the afternoon shift at the hospital, so it really worked out good. And then I just brought her home and, you know, did daddy daycare for the afternoon shift. But that was, oh, my goodness, she just had her 39th birthday. So I don't even want to think about how many years ago that was.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. It's like I was telling Leo, I'm like, you know, it's like I remember my oldest, who's 13. I remember him being, like, little and, you know, holding him in my arms, and now he's about as tall as I am and growing up too fast.
Hey, I know how that is. And my youngest, Katie's brother, Ben is over in Tacoma, Washington. He's got the software company out there that is doing pretty well, and he's trained as a pilot. He went to Western Michigan, I think I might have mentioned that, and he did get a certification, but of course he went a different direction now, so he's not flying. Truth be told, I'm kind of happy Ben's not actually a commercial pilot landing and taking off multiple times every day. I don't know about that, but he sure does like flight, and we share the same like for weather because of that. He went through a lot of weather training, so I kind of enjoy discussing the weather with him.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. That sounds like a pretty cool job. I like weather too. I think it's fascinating, but yeah, a lot of good stuff. Hey, if you're interested, maybe Not to change the subject or nothing, or kind of keep it, I guess, on the same. National Weather Service is doing a meeting here with ARPSC, and I'm not going to be able to go because I work on the Saturdays that they're offering. But I could reach out to them and see, and if you want to go over to the National Weather Service's office in White Lake and meet with them. Mike's going. You can go in my place if they're okay with it, and if you want to.
Yeah, I'd be interested in at least knowing the date and keeping it, you know, considering it. That sounds interesting because of my interest in MyCon for next season. And then on a related note, talking about weather, that one district EC for MyCon, I know his last name, I won't say it over the air, but it's Randy, I believe. He lives in Shelby Township, and I'm wondering if we might want to do an invite to him, just, you know, if he's interested, fine. If he's not, hey, stop by our EOC, you know, you're a fellow, EOC, let's see, third district. I always get confused. DEC, Mike's a deputy, but for these guys in the state, they're district ECs for their jurisdiction. So, but Randy, I don't know if you met Randy before.
No, I've never met him. It'd be nice to meet him, and be nice to have him drop in on one of our meetings or something like that. Maybe just send him an invite and we can go from there. Be good to meet him.
Just because he's actually, his QTH is actually within our county, I should say, because you know Keith is not and Jim is not. They're in a different county, and I noticed John is in Dexter, so that's interesting. But, yeah, I think I'll, with your permission, I'll just reach out and maybe toss them a little postcard, write them a little something in my name with, and just say, hey, this is what we're doing. You're invited. Welcome to join the set with us. There's a little time here for that to get to them.
Yeah, so that sounds good. Definitely, I don't mind that. Well, Tim, I am home, so I'm going to head in and grab some shut-eye here before I got to get up here in a couple hours. But I appreciate you coming along north with me and good conversation. Hopefully you have a good day, and I'm sure we'll talk here later on, and we're still planning on meeting here at 4:30 on Discord. So with that, I'm gonna close out and monitor at your final. But this is KYNU.
Sounds good, Dave. Get some good sleep. We'll talk soon. NAWRO, clear.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours, sunny, 47 degrees.
Keep the lead zero off the Gulf.
Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 51 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 63 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 78 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 80 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 80 degrees.
I missed that call sign to whoever was monitoring, but I can hear you. Eric, KT4ZWC. KT4ZWC, monitoring.
WAYRC Mobile.
Hey there, what's that? K34 BWC testing. If you know anybody's got me.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees.
This one's in Bay City.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 84 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, 81 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny, 79 degrees.
Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf. Anyone on frequency?
Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf. This is November 8, X-ray Zulu Home.
Yeah, I'm just testing out the echo link here. It's been a while since it's been working, so... whoa. What happened there? I heard a beep. Somebody on or off, I'm not sure. Oh, somebody came on. All right. Back to you, sir. I forget your call sign already. KC0TDZ. This is KC0TDZ, Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. I don't mean to barge in, but I thought I'd just give it a try. So... QSL, back to you.
November at X-ray Zulu. I'll leave it to you guys. Standing by.
KC0TDZ. I didn't mean to interrupt that, but I looked like I was listening. You're in Princeton, Texas. I'm in Bradenton, Florida. and have had a good hot day today. And so anyway, QSL, back to you. If you want to answer, that's fine. Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, for some reason, this is Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. I think the other gentleman dropped off, KCOTDC. Bruce, I'm in Imlay City, Michigan here. And I don't know why I hit the space key for transmit, and it takes a while to get to it. I don't know why it's doing that, but I'll see if I can figure that out in a while here. And nice to make your acquaintance. Where are you from? Okay, I'm from Bradenton, Florida. We're on the west coast of the peninsula there. Just it's Bradenton, Sarasota area. Normally, I'm an old Iowa fan. I used to live in Iowa before I came down here in 17. So, and I just didn't get your handle there. My name is Bruce, and somehow I just, all I got is you're in Imlay City, Michigan, QSL. Yeah, Bruce, the name here is Leon, Lima Echo Oscar November. And I just moved to Michigan from Florida this past January. And we were in the Villages. I was there for about 24 years, up in age now, getting wanting to get back home. There's nobody down there that can help us if we need it, and can't depend on neighbors and things like that. So we lived in the Villages up at the northern end of it, and I know where Bradenton is, and that's a nice little area also. And let's see. I've got not much more to say except the weather's been great here compared to the hot Florida. We were in the middle of the state, of course. You know, you probably heard of the Villages. And if not, it's south of Ocala and north of Orlando. It's about 60 miles from Orlando going north up and about 20 miles from Ocala going south. So with that, I'll go back to you, sir.
Okay, Leon, yeah, I know where that area is. We have frequented that area. I've seen the Villages, quite a nice layout. I don't know whether that was, who's the developer? I can't remember. He's done a lot of developing over the United States. We were down there at Disneyland and things like in that area. So, yeah, I know where the Villages are. Well, you moved back. That's fine. We lived in Iowa, right across from Omaha. It was called Council Bluffs, Iowa. And we were getting up in years, and we're both 93, so we moved down here in 2017. And we have our ups and downs, but we like it. Our sons lives about three blocks away, and you can't rely on a lot of people, and you got to make some friends who you can rely on. So, anyway. I'm glad I made a contact. I'll put you in my log. I got a QZR. Oh, I can't even get it. QRZ. Anyway, nice talking to you, Leon, and maybe we'll talk again some other time. But I was just playing around with Echolink and thought I'd just buzz in and see who I could talk to. I just got off the horn with a guy in Indiana, and he and I had a fairly good chat. So, and I'm about ready to call it quits anyway for this evening. And let me ask you a question. Have you ever been on this other simulated radio called Hamsphere? I'm on that, but I'm—I don't know—I'm getting a little disenchanted from the standpoint I can't get any high frequency. I can only get VHF 6.2 and 70 centimeters. So either way, it's made some complaints to the control people, and I don't know whether they're going to come back with something that's very suggestive, or maybe I will renew my membership next year. Anyway, that all remains to be seen, and anyway, you have a good evening, and we'll be talking again some other time. So this is AC0TDZ, over with Kilo.
Okay, Bruce. Yeah, no, I'm not familiar with Hamsphere. I'll take a look at it and see what it's all about. But anyway, yeah, nice to make your acquaintance, and you got me beat by a few years. So we're 84 years old here, and like, we live in a condo, it's an HOA, but I've got, I can get on HF, okay? I got a screwdriver Diamond SD330 to get out on, and I've also got what the heck is it, an ATAS 120 that I do parks on the air with. I just got that. And so we're having a good time here. Everything's cool, and nice to make your acquaintance, and we'll talk to you again soon. And have a good day, 7-3.
Good evening, 20-100 hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 59 degrees.